Ondo jumps 17.9% after Ripple tokenized treasury settlement. Pilot Ondo traded up 17.9% on May 9, 2026, after a tokenized U.S. Treasury settlement pilot with Ripple, MasterCard, and JP Morgan went live on the XRP ledger. The move was flagged by CoinGecko in a post on X, which tied the price action directly to the pilot announcement. The wider market was quiet at the time. BTC sat at 80,343, 0.8% on the day. ETH at 2,318, so 1.6%, and XRP at 1.42, 2.9%, per the live snapshot at OAQ15 UTC. Ondo's 17.9% day stood out against that backdrop, with the fear and greed index reading a flat 50, neutral. The settlement pilot that moved the token Ondo Finance issues tokenized exposure to short-dated U.S. treasuries through products like OUSG and USDY. Until now, most of that exposure has lived inside a relatively closed loop. Institutional buyers wire in cash, receive a token, and either hold it or use it as collateral on a small set of compatible venues. A pilot that connects an Ondo treasury position to a bank rails settlement leg on top of the XRP ledger changes the addressable use cases for that token. The pilot reportedly routes a real treasury position through Ripple's payment stack, with MasterCard providing the card rail hookup and JP Morgan involved on the bank side cash leg. Spendnode covered the underlying mechanics in the original XRP ledger pilot story. Today's move is the market reaction, not a new technical announcement. The number that matters, a 17.9% intraday move on a token with a multi-billion dollar market cap, is not noise. It implies traders read the pilot as a signal that Ondo's tokenized treasuries can move into mainstream bank settlement workflows, not just crypto-native DeFi loops. That changes the ceiling on demand. A bank using Ondo to back a settlement leg is structurally different from a DeFi vault using it as yield collateral. The contrast with the rest of the majors is also worth noting. ETH was up 1.6%. XRP up 2.9%, and BTC under 1% on the day. The reaction is concentrated in the token most directly tied to the pilot's payload, not spread across the broader RWA basket. Unproven pieces of the pilot. The pilot is a pilot. Volume figures, settlement counts, and counterparty list have not been disclosed publicly. The press around it leans on the participant's brand weight rather than on hard throughput numbers. Until Ondo or one of the partners publishes settled volume data, the price move is running ahead of verified usage. There's also a structural question. Tokenized treasuries on the XRP ledger now sit alongside tokenized US treasuries on BNB chain at 3.5B market cap, and tokenized US treasuries on Ethereum at a record 8 buys. Liquidity is fragmenting across chains. A bank rails connector helps Ondo on one of those chains, but it does not consolidate the category. Practical read for crypto users. For most retail holders, the takeaway is narrower than the headline suggests. Ondo products are accredited, investor, or institutional only in most jurisdictions, including the United States. The pilot does not change that. It changes how institutions can use the token once they have it. The second order question is which assets follow. If a treasury position can be wrapped, settled through bank rails, and unwound on the XRP ledger, the same pattern can be applied to money market funds, short corporate paper, or even tokenized deposits. That is the path other RWA issuers will be watching this week.